But before we start, I think we've got three people who are going to do a little two-minute sketch. Now, some of these people have been involved in mental health area, counselling and so on. They believe very strongly that we should debunk some of the stereotypes and stigma that surround mental health. And they're going to do a small little sketch for us, which looks at some of the stereotyping that should not happen, I think. I don't know, I haven't seen it. I hope I'm right. And then that will lead us into a discussion.
Hello, and welcome to the Paralympics 1,000 metres for those with mental health difficulties. And here we have, in the 15-run lineup, John Dodd, one of the great British athletes of the track, who has severe OCD.
Yes, he can't even walk down the street because of a phobia about cracks, but he's here today.
Yes, Claire, there was a time when he was out of the team for a while back there, when he was getting better in the summer, but he's had a relapse due to a court case involving some cottage cheese, which caused him undue stress. He's had relaxing symptoms, and now he's back.
And beside him we see Alberta Lee, the Portuguese runner who suffers from hysteria. We have a clip of her receiving her 2012 bronze medal at the World Championships in Stuttgart.
Stigmatization. One in four of us have a mental health problem at any one time. That's about 12 million people in the UK alone. That's a lot of people to remain behind closed doors, stigmatized and imprisoned by society's ignorant views. I've been touched personally by anorexia when I was an aspiring ballet dancer at the age of 17. Was that so? 5 years ago? Very kind. No, sometime last century. And so I know how hard it can be. I had a supportive family and I got the right support at the right time. And there's a history of depression in my family, so I know firsthand that it's not a case of pull yourself together, you're just going through a down mood. But it's an actual chemical imbalance in the brain. Just think the mind is trying to help the mind. How mind-boggling is that? Our fine and precious brains, which are the mother control board of everything we do, cannot fix itself. It needs outside help, not fear based on ignorance, but acceptance. And I think that starts with us. I think compassion and care are the two words any civilized society must hold to. And I hope tonight that we can bring this matter, or help to bring the matter, to where it should be, not only in the open, but accepted as a human condition, like a broken leg, or, God forbid, cancer, so that someone may go to a party and be, by way of introduction to oneself, be free and uninhibited to say, hello, my name's Penny. I like the colour blue. I have a dog. I work as a PA. Oh, and I have a mental health issue. Oh, and the reaction would be, oh, nice to meet you, Penny. My brother has anxiety issues. Tell me more about yourself. It's a mad, 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 mad world, so the film title goes. But long may it be so, while such creativity and influence is born from those that are wide and little different.